We're just about to put a spotlight on, today is a very special day, right? It is Event Organizers Day. So we're going to be joined on the line by Twain Siboniso Ngwenya, the visionary founder of the Phakama Mpumalanga Festival. Man, do stick around as we give it a little bit of a chat. Don't you go anywhere. It's Rise FM Mpumalanga Zeshe.
To get the stream in your pocket, put the app on your phone. Hashtag MyRazFM Mpumalanga Azishe.
And yes, as today on Event Organizers Day, we celebrate the passionate people who work tirelessly behind the scenes to create unforgettable experiences. I mean, one such powerhouse is Twain Siboniso Ngwenya. You know, the visionary founder of the Phakama Mpumalanga Festival, a vibrant platform that showcases young talent, celebrates the art, and uplifts communities through creative expression. And yes, I mean, we caught up with Twain just to reflect on what it really takes to pull off such an event. And we're going to welcome him to the show. Twain, welcome to the show. How are you doing, my brother?
I'm good, my brother. And how are you? And good morning to your listeners as well.
Oh, lovely stuff, Twain, man. You know what? First things first. I mean, I want to find out what fuels your passion. You know, putting together a festival like Phakama Mpumalanga, it must take a lot of vision and also energy. I mean, what does it really take behind the scenes, you know, to bring an event like this to life?
Yeah, my brother, it takes a lot, but it takes a lot of planning, getting the right people, and most of all, collaboration, you know, learning from the guys who've done it before.
Oh, man, you got to love it. I mean, what drives you personally, you know, just to keep doing the work? And also, what makes it all worth it? I mean, you know, when the event finally happens, tell me about that, Twain.
Well, I think what drives me is that I think I'm a creative myself, but I can tell you I can't do anything. I can't sing. I can't draw. I can't. But I think I have the creative ideas. Then for me, it's just to get the creatives then that can do it to display their talent and then their creativity. And yeah.
Oh yeah, and also I'm seeing I'm not a man of many words. You know what I mean? on this day, right? Yeah. So this day is Event Organizers Day. I mean, what message would you like to share with fellow event organizers across the country who are also just working hard to create platforms and experiences for others? What would you say to them?
I'll say the biggest thing is to collaborate. You know, I've seen that event organizers seem to think that they are competing, when in fact that's not the case. So if you want to pull off a great and world-class show, you've got to talk to other event organizers, find out what challenges they faced before and how they tackled those challenges, and then you'll be able then to stage a world-class event. You'll see with Phakama we have a fashion segment, we have visual arts, we have a gallery, and we've brought in people that actually know that space. For instance, our fashion segment is headed by Freedom Gomani Kigakuru. You know, we brought him in simply for that, and because he also loves that. And yeah, so collaborate, you know.
So it's all about collaboration.
Yes, you've got to collaborate.
And, you know, with that said, Twain, thank you so much for your time. And let's hope you're on the 1st and the 2nd of November. It's going to be going down for sure.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend. See you then.
And there you have it on Event Organizers Day as we put a spotlight on Phakama Mpumalanga Festival. And that was Twain Siboniso Ngwenya. Man, shout out for doing such an amazing job.